He's whiny.
Yeah, like he sounds like such a bitch. It is funny that we've just pivoted. I mean, my entire account has pivoted ruthlessly just into crypto content. And it's really funny because, like, I can make like a post about whatever normal shit we were doing before. You know, like I made a post today about like that barge hitting the bridge, and it's going off. It's doing the numbers. But then because I have so many non-crypto followers, when I just spam crypto shit all day, it's just like a consistent like it feels like a shadow ban. But it's not a shadow ban. It's just that the followers are like, I don't give a shit about this.
Yes. I mean, I also, but yeah, but dopamine from doing a crypto post and then getting the seeing it play out on the market is so much better than the clout from a banging tweet. So it's hard.
That's the thing. Like, I don't even give a shit anymore. Like we haven't had a tweet over like 10K in 2 weeks. Like it doesn't even matter versus like saying, okay, Bitcoin's fucking going to zero right now. And then having that happen. Right.
Yeah. See, the thing is though, too, cause then you get the cloud of like, I was right. I can see the future. I'm the Godhead. you get that feeling, but, no, bangers are for bear markets. And you know, while money's going up,
bullshit speculation over the most fraudulent markets in the history of humanity is for bull markets.
Exactly. So consequently, my tweets are dog shit right now. I was trying to show someone the other day, like, why do you have so many followers? And I was like, oh, blah blah blah. Here, sometimes I'm funny, and I was like, wait, I haven't made a funny post in like
weeks. It's like I've just been posting this coin shit. Everybody's looking at me like, Lucas, like, when are you gonna come back? Like, when are you going to stop posting about the fucking coins, dude?
I mean,
a lot of people are getting dragged into it with us, which is kind of fun.
This is how it is. You got to drag them in. You got to bring in the girl. Once everyone's in, then like everyone's inside the club. So then now you're like
the e-girls are gradually getting pulled in by Solana, which is fun.
We like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Having a chain, having a blockchain that is actually usable enough that like random e-girls can pick it up with like you don't really have to show them anything. It's very nice and
that's
convenient
very
from like a marketing perspective, right? Because like that also means that like random moms can get in on this, right? Like moms are going to be buying coins with like, you know, that 2000s art style, the flatlands, like with ducks, fucking geese, like little dogs, and they'll be just buying stuff like that.
I'm trying to ape into the cute coins. I was in cute today. It's important. You got to get into things that moms will like. That's why Whiff is working, because it's cute. Moms like.
Dude,
it.
I gave my rant about Whiff. I don't think it's cute, man.
Listen,
I know,
bro. It's fucking. It's at 350.
The dog's fucking frowning, man.
It's at 350. So it's fucking extra cute at 350.
Is it really? It's at 350.
Yeah. Or no, it's
what is that? Like a 3 billion market cap?
Yeah, 3 billion? Yeah, 3 billion market cap.
Oh,
so that's
God,
it looks extra fucking cute at 3 billion, is what I'm saying.
That's so fucking bad.
But yeah, no, so you know what's funny? Kinky Bedbuds, the guy who made Scamcoin, and he's like the black dude, he's like a Twitter personality. He found a random dude in the middle of Georgia. So shout out to him who listened to our podcast. He was like, hey, have you heard of this? He found out he was like, hey, have you heard of this podcast? And he was like, it was Verse and Luke. He's like, bro, this dude's not even online. He just likes our shit. I was like, so shout out to him.
That's actually epic. That's one day.
I like my people in the random world.
Yeah, dude, this is like the ultimate goal, right? Is like one day I fucking crash my motorcycle into the back end of someone's car. I'm driving. I'm riding my motorcycle. I'm like shirtless. I have no helmet on. I'm hungover.
You get turned
and
to spaghetti.
Due to all of these combined factors, I rear end somebody's truck at like 60 miles per hour, right? And then the guy who comes to pick me up in his pickup truck or the trailer, you know, to pull me off. I get in his car and he's playing the Verse and Lucas podcast.
Damn,
like, this
that'd be
is
so
the
sick,
ultimate
dude.
Dream, dude.
That'd be awesome. Oh, I can't wait.
I get to tell him like, hey, man, thanks for thanks for helping me out here. I'm glad you enjoy my podcast. And then he's going to say, I don't enjoy this. I hate you. Fuck you, dude. You're a loser.
I feel very, even though at the moment it only happens at crypto conferences or like very online parties, I love when someone's like, I recognize your voice. I'm like, oh, you fucking know just what to say to me. You know exactly how to get to
me. Yeah, you got
flattery
me.
Always works. There's been a few. You don't go into public. You stay in your goon cave. So you haven't got to experience this, but
this last week or two, we've kind of cured ourselves. We have overcome the staying in the basement syndrome, doing all the trading stuff. And the nice thing actually is I have developed a new and revolutionary trading system that involves zero feedback from me, basically. Like I can just set this shit and let it go.
Not technically
grid botting, but we have we've been doing a little bit of farming, we've been doing a little bit of laddering, and we're just letting it sit there and collect.
Let it ride.
The longer we range, the happier Lucas is going to be. And unfortunately, it looks like that might not be super long. But
there's no ranging.
Yeah, we ate a decent bit here. So we've recovered from Luna was still worse. We've recovered from the biggest loss on derivatives trading, though, that I think I've ever inflicted upon myself. Which is funny also because that was public.
Yeah, everyone watched it. I saw people be like, what happened, Lucas?
Yeah. It was like 100% public. All my trades were public. And the funniest thing also was, I don't know if I talked about this on, I don't think I did actually on the podcast, but basically like, so I had a trading vault that was open. I never intended to open this trading vault, right? But it was like, we had our exchange and we were testing the trading vault feature. So I made the vault to test it. What it does though, is it allows people to copy your position. So if they deposit money, then they copy every trade that you do, right? And when I made my vault, I tried to make it like as fucking unappealing as possible. I called it the Loss Leader Vault. My description was like, I'm here to buy the top with size. I jacked my commission up, like my performance fee to like 50%, right? So like if they made any profit on my vault, I got 50%. If they lost money, they got fucking nothing from me, right? So he's like, I tried to make it like the worst deal possible. The absolute like you would have to be like mentally handicapped to put your money in this shit. And some dude put like millions in. And he put millions in because like despite all of this other shit, I accidentally became the top vault on the exchange, right? And so he goes, oh, well, like Loss Leader, it's got to be like a joke, right? Like it's the top P&L on the exchange. Yeah, and
Does he know about the 50% commission?
I don't know if he like my assumption was that it was some guy who literally just had like 100 million and he just went and he was just dropping it in random vaults.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and so I don't know how like thoroughly he looked into any of all this stuff, but like yeah, so from that exact moment when that guy deposits the money, I was like balls long, man. And that was like when the market decided like, okay, like maybe we're going to punish the balls longers right now. And so just down red arrow, I vaporized pretty much half of my account, which meant, and that was fine because like I was up a solid like 3 or 4x on my account. So like vaporizing half of what I had was like, oh, I'm still up like 2x. That's fucking fine. But this dude, because he had just put his stuff in at the very top, he vaporized like half of what he put in. So he's like out half of his initial, which is presumably not that cool for him. I would be pretty pissed off if I was that. But like, again, I did everything in my power to like make it super obvious that my vault was not something you should be using. And it was just that, like, yeah. And like, I couldn't delete it. That was the only thing. It's like, once you make the vault on the site, we never programmed in a way to delete the vault. I would have done that, but I couldn't.
Hey, I think, well, at least everyone gets to see your return to glory.
It is funny. And then the other really funny thing is that like in my return to glory, I played around with a bunch of other different strategies. So I like used a bunch of different alts and I now have like multiple different accounts on the top, top 8 leaderboard. So I have like there's like fucking like woman Lucas, like incel king, like all of this other all of this other shit up there.
I need to get into this. I need an alleged account.
I mean, the sign up is very easy. It's a very easy sign up process. Like, it's like a one click MetaMask account registration. So like people like, use my fucking referral link if you're gonna make the account, they're like, oh yeah, I'll do it later. And I'm like, no dude, like, you don't get it. This isn't the normal exchange sign up thing where it's like, okay, we need to take a video of you for 30 seconds, turn your head sideways, what's your social security number, what's your, like, none of that shit. You literally click the register MetaMask button and your account is created. Like, it's super nice.
Yeah, I should have taken your advice on the referral thing. I thought it was another one of those fucking, I gotta deal with some bullshit, I gotta call up a guy.
It's the easiest account. Like it rivals, you know, when you go to a website and it has that, like, you can either make a new Facebook account or you can sign up with Gmail and then you just click it and your Gmail, yeah, like, and you're good. It's basically that.
I see.
It's nice. Very cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get on. I want to be on the I want to be on the leaderboard so I can demonstrate my worth to the world.
Well, so the only problem that I will say is, and this is part of the reason why I started making a bunch of different accounts and moving my money out of the main one where I had that guy in there copy trading, is like, it actually sucks having people copy trade with you. Because now, whatever position you take, you have twice the impact on the funding rate.
Oh, good point. Yeah, I mean, I'm out dealing with enough size.
Yeah, and when you're in an exchange and you have like you have big enough size that you can like impact that in the first place. Which, like, Oxfund isn't like a huge exchange, so if you're throwing around like $500,000 positions, you're probably gonna be pulling the funding rate pretty hard.
Yeah.
And for those of you who do not know, the funding rate is like, on perpetual exchanges or derivative exchanges, et cetera, if you have like a long or a short position on leverage, because you're buying more specifically, like if you're on leverage, you're paying interest, right? Because if you're like 2x long on something, that means you have like $100 and you're 2x on it. So you're buying $200 of whatever the position is, but you only have $100 of collateral. So you need to pay the funding rate on that extra $100 because you're basically taking out a short-term loan for this position to keep it open, right? So in a bull market, the funding rate is usually going to be positive because most people are going to want to be longing things. There are exceptions sometimes, but that's usually how it goes. So you want that to be as low as possible if you're longing, because it can get to be a little bit fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm explaining this now because I actually had no idea what a funding rate was up until like, it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then I started looking at my fees that I was paying out and I realized, like, I'm paying fucking like $3,000 a day in funding fees. Mm. Holy shit, man. And it was like, it was okay because I was making enough because Bitcoin was going up so fast at that time that it was like,
you didn't notice it.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. But then in retrospect, you go back and you're like, wait just a fucking minute, dude. That's a lot of money, bro. Like, yeah, holy fuck.
I remember my first interaction when I first realized how bad funding is. Like it never seems like, when you're not making anything, you don't really notice. You're like, because you're not making big, you're not taking enough leverage. It doesn't really matter. The market's on, you know, you don't have the position open long enough. But when you have a winning position and it's open for days and you're like, yeah, I mean, it's fucking making me money, I'm not going to close this. And then you're like, oh, this shit is getting eaten away, just like whittled down.
And this slowly is the other thing, is like, exchanges don't love to make it super clear, like where your funding payments are coming out from, right? Like, you'll have your P&L and it displays how positive you are on the position, but they never subtract your funding from that P&L. So like, you have to go in and look at the fees somewhere else to find it.
Wait, they don't subtract it from the P&L for you?
No.
Oh, so like on BitMEX or like some like FTX, well, not FTX actually. On BitMEX, they did for sure. They would show you like how much you're losing in funding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
BitMEX does it.
Yeah, BitMEX does. Huh. But the thing about BitMEX was the funding rate was like they show you in a percentage and they show you per 8 hours. They don't show you like the actual number of your funding, and they do lower your green, like your P&L, like it gets smaller and smaller, but they don't like completely make it obvious. Like, this amount of dollar value, which is why I like FTX, because FTX demarcated in dollar value. So you can kind of do the math faster in your head, which is why everyone kind of converted to FTX, because and also they didn't like do the shutdown thing.
But yeah.
Even still, their funding rate was trash too. But that was hidden. Like I literally would never know what the funding rate was, FTX was, but like you would see your P&L go down. But yeah, them just not even telling
you
the funding rate.
Actually, maybe I should tell them, say FTX made it very clear what your funding rate was.
No, that's the opposite. No, they didn't tell you the rate. They would just drop your balance. Like your P&L would get smaller with time.
But you were saying that they would show you the dollarized amount that you were losing, right? Every funding payment.
No. BitMEX showed you the percentage. FTX showed you your P&L in dollar value, and it would just get smaller. And then I could do the calculations faster. Whereas BitMEX, FTX by never showed you the percentage you were losing. It just was more clear because the numbers were clear. Whereas like them not showing you, them telling you the P&L and not showing you that it's withdrawing from your balance, that's, I guess, technically more information, but it's almost more scumbaggy too, because you have to keep track of that. And that's hard to do when you're winning.
Well, it's weird because it does, like, your P&L in the positions dashboard, it will not show it, but your P&L in like the leaderboard and the vault rankings, it will calculate it in.
Oh, okay.
So it's this weird.
Tabs open. Flood of the tabs.
Yeah. And I mean, my big fuck up was that, like, you know how most people, they show the funding rate in either a daily rate or in a once every 8 hourly rate?
Yeah.
So this one does it every hour.
Yeah, that's also crazy.
I didn't realize that at first. So I was comparing it to the 8 hourly rates that I had been familiar with before. And I said, yeah, it looks like about in line. And what I didn't realize, what it was like, oh, fuck, that's like 8 times higher than the funding rates that I
was used to. Yeah, now you're compounding 24 times a day instead of 3 times a day. That's fucking nuts, dude.
It was quite a large funding payment.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now I have this extremely like wacky trading strategy that's based around like arbing funding rates of different assets against each other.
Well, this is not wacky, actually. That's actually more traditional.
I think this is normal. I think this is what market makers do. People.
Yeah. Like you're doing like you're getting more professional, if anything.
But I was forced to figure it out not through any sort of like deep study on my part, but just like blowing my asshole out so bad when the market went down that I was like, oh fuck, like I have to find a very safe way to make it all back in 2 weeks.
The incel hedge fund out here.
Yeah, sure.
That's good.
Yeah, and then hedging against yourself and the people in your own vault on your other one, right?
You're a little hedge fund over there. That's good. I'm impressed. The things you learn by getting just reamed every day.
Yeah, but it does suck having people come in and copy you. And because this is the other thing is like at the time, like the dude had more money deposited in my copy vault than I had, right? By like a large amount. So like, I would buy something and the impact would not just be like 1 times on the funding rate. It would be like 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have to pay and there's no, like, how do you even deal with that? Like you literally have to go on other accounts and like have a contrary position to try and offset this guy who's like trading with you, but also like fucking you. And you can't make him leave your vault because I can't close the vault. Right. Like I was sitting there like, fuck, I need to tell, like, and I bet if I could have told this guy, like, get out of my vault, dude. Like, I'm not being profitable right now. Like, I'm in the arena. I'm in the kitchen. Like, I'm trying to fucking learn some new shit here. This is not when you're going to want to be. You're not going to want to be copying this, man. It's not going to go well for you, bro. I need you to get out. He would probably just be like, oh, fuck, thanks for the heads up. But like, I didn't have like a little DM feature
They need a little DM feature. I used to love the BitMEX chat.
No, what I told them to do is implant some sort of like a trading journal thing or like a chat feature. I want to make it somewhat like FriendTech, where if somebody deposits a given amount in your vault, then they can like see your little private group.
That might make it insider trading. You might not be able to do that because then you're like, I don't know if that counts as insider trading, but like, because for example, you guys can like convene and like conspire together to fuck with things. Is that allowed? I feel like that's not allowed.
I don't know. I can ask them. They'll have a much better idea of whether or not that's allowed than I will. No,
but it might not be SEC insider trading, but it might be like against the market maker, which might be just bad for them. I don't think that's considered like insider trading.
No, they're not. I mean,
it would just fuck over the market maker.
I think that basically everything that, like, we're incentivized to be on the market maker's side in basically everything.
Okay.
You know, because like if we even out the market maker's funding rates, like, we're helping the dude, right? Or if the market maker has funding rates that are like the opposite way of how you'd expect,
then everyone changes position.
Yeah. And like by occupying the contra position, you're actually like saving his ass, right? Because he's eating the L if there's like a massive funding rate in the opposite direction.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good point. Good point. All right. Then, yeah, maybe we might be allowed. Just get a little. The BitMEX shot was always very funny. But it was like for everyone who's on the site at the time.
Yeah.
And it was always like, you know, when the fucking that thing would freeze and everyone's just like, fuck.
Yeah. I think everybody's screaming about how Arthur's shut down trading and they're completely fucked. Yeah. I think there's a lot of funny things that you could do. I mean, you're seeing this basically with like the Solana stuff, right? Where you're having a coin that has such a small market cap and it's so easy to enter and exit that like someone with like 150 followers on Twitter can like pump and shill this coin. You know, yeah,
pump fund. So the pump funds. So I'm actually I'm in a love hate relationship. So last week or two when we recorded and I made Sniffcoin, having a great time with pump fund. Now pump fund is big enough that it's just filled. It's like the biggest PvP arena ever. There's no like now you're no longer incentivized to like find a good meme, get it through the bonding curve, and get it on Dex. Right, and try to pump it there.
Now there's like an entire meta of people programming bots specifically for pump fund that go on, buy things at 20% bonding curve, sell at 95, and just do this infinitely, right?
And then like also like they buy in small amounts so like it stays on the front page. That's annoying. And then like at 99%, everyone just fucking dumps it to zero. That's the most fucking annoying. You're in like 30, like I got like rugged 30 times. I'm like,
for those of you again who don't know what Pump Fun is, it's basically a launch pad that lets you make your own shitcoin on Solana. And I've had a few calls with the guys. They're like Remilio devs. They're like fun guys. I'm a big fan of the idea of saying like, we're going to give you a casino maker. Like it's like the most degenerate thing ever. Yeah, like we're giving every random retard the ability to bang out their own coin. Like it's so fucking funny, man. Like the idea that like my sister could go and make her own like whatever. Like she could make a dog coin or something and like sell it to a bunch of like sorority sisters or something.
But the real appeal is that you don't have to worry about the liquidity. So normally that was like the thing stopping you. You could make the coin, but there was no one who's able to really trade it on the DEX because you didn't have pools. But the coin puts the liquidity in for your coin to be traded. So now you can launch it with $12.
Right. Well, it gives everybody the ability to do like a public pre-sale, right?
So like, yeah, exactly.
It lets you raise your own liquidity funding. And I figured out how they make money, by the way, in the calls. They're printing a fuck ton, actually. They're a very profitable business venture. And they're about to be like even more profitable because the only two chains they deployed on were Solana and Blast. Blast looks like it's about to have a fucking season right now. So like not only are they going to eat off of the Solana shit, but we're all going to move to Blast and Pump Fund's still going to fucking be there, bro.
How are they making money?
So they take 1% of the fees when it is going, like everything on site when it's still in the bonding curve is a 1% fee to Pump Fund.
Everything on site. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, yeah. So
they're making a shit ton, man.
There's like fucking 100 coins at a time.
Yeah, they're making like over $500,000 a day.
Oh, I bet. I mean, it's a genius idea. I mean, I wish I fucking thought of it. And it's only getting more popular. It's just,
yeah,
yeah. Hey, good for them. It's very fun. And like the problem is though, it's such a PvP game nowadays. But that there is fundamentally though, no other place you could take 0.1. You can put 0.1 Solana in and then take 5 Solana out. There's just no other way to do that
it's
hour.
It's simply silly.
So like I still have to play the PvP game. You know, maybe put 1 Solana in, get out before it's 100%. But it's just, you know, I got to get back in the mines, the pump phone mines, because it's just too fun.
Well, I mean, they're also like, they're going to change a little bit about the bonding curve.
They should.
They're going to allow you to basically change all of the metrics that are set in right now. So like everything that you would be able to change when you actually dev out the coin, they're going to give you the ability to change. But it's just like they've basically been dealing with a bunch of scaling issues right now as
their they didn't user base that fast.
Right. Their user base did a random 10,000x. And so now they're like, oh, shit, like we need to hire like some infrastructure level server DevOps guys because we're getting hit with like, you know, like we're getting like organically DDoSed by users.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed, though, that they still like it doesn't go down very like it goes down for like, you know, 5 minutes max.
No. And do you remember last crypto cycle where like this was the thing that I guess a lot of people don't really think about in the bear market. Nobody thinks about this in the bear market, actually. But it's not just the coin prices that go up 10,000x. It's also your user traffic to your website, right? So, like, you know, Dex Screener, CoinGecko, all these sites that, like, we've taken for granted that they just work, right? Like, I can just go to CoinGecko, it loads, it shows me prices, and I move on with my life, right? But think back to 2021. Do you remember what it was like trying to open a fucking CoinGecko page and see the price for anything? It's like you're going to be sitting there loading that bitch for like at least 90 seconds. And then it's going to come in and like it's going to show you the fucking 1 day chart. And you're like, I want it. I want like at least the 1 month chart for anything that I'm looking at. I do not want the 1 day chart, man. So then you click after you load it, that 90 seconds, you have to click the new button to show you the 1 month chart. And then you're sitting there for like 5 minutes, right? Because they show you the 1 day chart because you only have to show 1 day of data points. You go to the 1 month chart and it's like 30 fucking times more data points, bro. So now you're sitting here for like 8 years waiting for the CoinGecko page to load the 1 month charts. And every developer, when they like blow up, they're going to have to deal with this very annoying scaling constraint. And it's bad because like this is the time when you like least want to be shitting the bed, right? When you're getting massive attention. It's like when Coinbase had the Super Bowl ad and it was just like a QR code and everybody scanned it and then their website went down because they got so much traffic. It's like you're spilling the spaghetti, man. This is not smooth. This is not cool.
This is what stops. I mean, this is also the case with the blockchains themselves, right? Like the gas prices go up on Ethereum. Last run when Solana launched and got popular, like the reason why it stopped going up at like $200 was not because like people weren't using it. It's because the chain couldn't handle how many people were using it. And it went down like three times in like a week. And then that was just like, everyone's like, oh, Solana's broken. Fuck this.
That ends the run, right? Like that's where the cycle tops at for that piece.
They have fixed it now. They were smart to get Google and all those people to buy their servers and shit like that.
I'm gonna say Solana has been a little bit shitty, bro. Like,
I mean, it is always a little bit shitty. It's because
it was fine when we didn't have this level of volume, but we're now getting to the point where like I'm failing like 8 transactions in a row trying to swap.
You're still doing by hand. You need a bot, dude. Everyone's using bots. That's why your transaction's failing.
This isn't just me, man. Like this.
No. It's literally because every user who's like using it a lot is using a sniping bot. Like you can't.
I'm not just talking about like swaps either. Like I'm saying like even sends. Like I can send an asset from one account to another. And it will like fail transaction. Like this isn't a slippage thing. This is like the network is shitting the bed.
Oh, I haven't had that experience yet, but
I'm actually starting to like miss Ethereum because it's like, fuck me, dude. I'll spend $8 to send myself money if it actually goes through. It's
I'm
so annoying.
To miss Ethereum because I'm sick of fucking every fucking mother Jeet and fucking grandmother in every coin being able to just send it to zero because there's no fees.
Right. This is the other thing. Like I am so happy that Solana took off and it has the level of adoption that it has because like, you know, I was saying for so long, like it simply cannot be acceptable that we spend $3,000 to swap assets on Ethereum. Like it should not cost me $3,000 to buy something on Ethereum. This is like insane and retarded. And I thought this was like a really normal statement, right?
Yeah.
Like I thought this was something that basically everybody would hear and they'd be like, yeah, I agree that you shouldn't have to spend $3,000 if you want to buy something, right? Like, not even including the cost of the thing, but just base $3,000 if you ever want to initiate buying something.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kept never getting solved. And everyone kept using Ethereum. And I was like, am I going fucking insane? Like, am I like an actual crazy? Am I just delusional? Is it actually normal? Like, people just want to spend $3,000? And it was like years of this, dude. Like, they kept doing this for fucking years. And I was like gradually like just my hair fucking falling out, like my blood pressure rising, wondering like, is my market thesis totally wrong? Do people actually want to spend $3,000 to buy an asset? I might be wrong. And then finally fucking Solana sends and I'm like, oh, thank God. But it has all of these other like little bizarre shitter tendencies
secondary,
with it.
Little secondary issues that happen when you don't have massive fees.
And well, yeah, and it's not even like, largely like technical issues with Solana.
It's like, it's like getting DDoS'd.
Yeah, it's like Solana shit or like psychological shit from people who like, you know, I mean, when it costs a lot of money to enter and exit a position, people don't really do it that much. They set their money in there and they fucking walk away, you mm-hmm. know, whereas on Solana, people will enter and you'll see guys buying $5 worth of some shit and then selling for $6.50. And you're like, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Or even worse, which this doesn't even make sense to me. It, like, someone please explain to me. You get into a coin, you make a big profit, right? Which makes sense, right? But the coin is still very small, right? Maybe it has less than 500K market cap. You see the chart going up, and you're like, wow, let me take profit. But remember, you have enough profit to destroy the chart and everyone in it. Or you could just sell, because every transaction is basically free. You could sell your 10 Solana of profit one transaction at a time and nothing goes wrong with the chart. Instead, what do? They sell all 10 all at once. They only get fucking 6 out and they destroy the chart for everyone. And
right. It's and the like, coin, it's dead now. Like, it's never coming back. Dead.
Yeah. All you have to do is, and it doesn't even make sense to me because the transactions are free, basically, right? They're not free, but they're like, virtually
yeah, like
free.
there's no downside to spacing it out. It's very bizarre. People just
but
don't.
Then you'll just see like I've seen a coin 1,000 Solana sell in a candle, and I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Why would you're not even getting the whole thing?
The
you
other really really fucking funny thing with Solana is like so in Ethereum, everybody has like reasonable amounts of liquidity, right? But in Solana, every market cycle is condensed, right? Like I don't know. Yeah, it's the combination of like the low fees, the fast transaction per second, the way that everybody using the network is just like a turbo jeet. But the opportunity cost of having your money in a coin on Solana is so much higher than anything else. So if something looks like it's not doing super well, people immediately just cut their losers and put them into whatever is doing better with like zero thought in like 37 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. So people are just moving the shit around so freaking fast. And this results in like the optimal strategy for people making a coin on Solana being like, you want to have a super low liquidity to market cap ratio, right? Like you want to have, you want basically there to be a low amount of tokens pooled when you create the coin listing so that like it only takes like $10 of buys to pump you to like $500,000 market cap, as opposed to on Ethereum where people usually have way thicker liquidity. And it takes like tens of thousands of dollars of buys to mm-hmm. pump you to like $10,000 market cap, right? Like they have like, I don't want to say like 1-to-1 ratios, but it'll be like a much more standard ratio.
Oh, yeah.
And this means, though, that like when you buy and sell on Solana, your price impact is way fucking higher, right?
Oh, yeah. Like you can just like use like in Ethereum, like unless you're a really big dick player, you're not going to turbo nuke a chart with your buy and sell. Like, and I mean like turbo nuke, like, you know, like if I was talking about Ethereum, a turbo nuke on a chart is like 10%. You're like, wow, they just destroyed it. But on Solana, like I'm talking like the coin is about to break all time high and you just send it down to fucking to like down 80%.
Below where it even fucking started. Like you can actually kill it and take every piece of liquidity out of the coin. It's very,
because it's not just you. Cause once you do your big sell, 80% of the people in the coin are selling too. So like
right, they all assume, oh fuck, dev rugged.
Dev rug till the coin literally goes to zero instantly. So like now that means what that means is your Solana coins are having a lifespan about 4 hours. Like there's very few coins I would be in for more than 24 hours these days, other than like Whiff. Like a coin is born and dies in a 6 hour time span on average. So it's definitely more of a casino.
Sleeping with your money in coins on Solana feels the same way sleeping with like a 50x leverage position does.
Oh yeah, it's exactly the same feeling. So it's like I sell everything before bed at night, or I put it in Whiff because Whiff's not going anywhere.
Theoretically,
it's $3 billion.
Whiff and Boden probably, right?
Yeah, Whiff Boden. I don't want to talk about it. It makes me upset because I fucking miss that so.
Never bought it. I'm Whiff and Boden hilariously are both plays that I've just determined like I'm going to take a principled loss on this one. I know that both of them are going to go up. I'm not going to buy them because with Whiff, I don't like the way that the dog looks like it's frowning. With Boden, I fucking hate those shitty Spider-Man meme things. And it's like profiting off of something that's like that hideous to me is. It's the same as like selling your son into slavery or something, right? Like it's godless. So I'm not going to be doing it. I do acknowledge though that people who buy those coins are going to do well and they're going to go up.
That's fair. I'm trying to figure out what the hell this the liquidity for soul for dog we've had is. It's high. It's big as fuck though. It's very large. So it's not going to dump very easily. Is really the point. I treat that as like a bank account coin. Which is probably why it's fine right now, but I might regret that in the future. Anyway, all this is to say Solana is both fun and psychologically damaging. You should join it. It'll be a good time. Or you could just leave.
I tweeted this out, but people have always said to me in crypto, Zor was, I think, the very first one, but he was like, dude, it's all fucking numbers on a screen. Like it's funny money. It's video game shit. Like this isn't real.
Yeah, it's a video game.
I've never felt that way ever in my life until Solana, right? Like every dollar that I had in crypto felt like an actual dollar. I got onto Solana and it's like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but it literally does just feel like monkey dollars, man. Like none of this shit is real. I see my account go up and down by amounts that like, if this was real money, I would be having like emotional waves. Like I would be on a roller coaster with this shit and it just doesn't matter. It's like, oh, it's Solana. Like, who fucking cares? It's up like $100,000. Like, it's like, I don't even know if I can get that out. I probably can't. Like, this is the other thing. Solana is the only chain ever that I've like ever used in my life where like, I have like size problems, bro. Like, I'm not like Mr. Big Dick Whale, but like.
No, you get size problems, Solana. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, shit goes up so fast and then you're trapped. Like,
you're trapped. You can't sell it. You can't sell it.
Yeah. Cause you have like fucking half the liquidity in the tokens. You can't sell without sending this bitch to zero. And so you have to like do some really weird thing where you're like twapping out with like half a Solana every like 10 minutes or something. And you're just like, what the fuck?
You got to play Solana under like 10K or less. It's like playing the. What's the small table at the in like poker?
I don't know. I've actually never been to the casino, but I imagine that there is like I know conceptually if I were going to design a casino, I would have like the manlet table, and I understand that's the one you're referring to.
Yeah, the manlet table. Like you want to play with under 10K. Once you get above anything over 10K, you put in storage or you send to Coinbase and you cash that shit out.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you can leave it on. I mean, like, it's not like Solana's really going anywhere for the time being. You can just leave it in Solana, but it's just going to be, you can't like.
And because of the nature of how quickly all of this stuff goes, like, if I'm in something that goes to zero, like, I don't even sell it out after. I just leave it there. And there's like a 5% chance that it comes back from the dead in like 2 months. And I'm like, oh, wow. Thank God I didn't sell that.
I can't say the same. I just fucking. Because the problem is I'll never let it go to zero. I'll just take the L when I'm like down 50%. 50% is my number, which is still a fucking.
Sometimes 50% I've had so hurts. Much good luck letting shit just sit there.
I need to have like, that. I don't have that.
Fucking
that.
Like Apple Cat, like some goofy ass like cat shitter, man, where I bought it specifically because some guy messaged it to me and was like, this chart looks good. And I looked at the chart and I was like, that chart does look good. And then it went up like a 20X. I didn't sell. It went down like a 40X. And then I just said, okay, well, fuck me, I guess. And then I just let it sit there. And then I come back in like a month and I'm like, holy fuck. It's gained like a down payment on a house from my like sole entry.
So that's the thing. I need to do that more too, because that happened to me. That would have like that hentai coin. I'd be up so fat right now. I bought that shit at like 10K market cap. It went to like it's over a mil, and I was down hella. I was like, I have big profit. Let me take it before I lose everything. Because it like went down 50%. I was like, all right, I still am in profit. Let me just take my 3X and leave and have a good time. And right now I'd be like sitting pretty on that one, but it's okay. Some people, I'm not good at holding. I don't have team spirit. I'm not a part of the community. I can't be a community member. So I just I gotta go, you know?
I have this like absolutely retarded strategy on Solana where I put like a tiny amount in, and then if it goes up like 100X, I take out like my initial. And then like if it's still up like 100X, I take out like another initial in like a day or two.
Oh, that's
so it's like,
why don't you just take out the whole thing at that point?
Because it seems like a lot of this stuff can just keep going up forever. And I'm like, my Solana money, again, it's not real in my mind. So like it can literally go to zero and there's no like mental impact that it has on me.
For me, what I've noticed with Solana, if it gets past like 10 mil, it can go up forever.
Yeah. There's definitely like
most of them don't really get to 10 mil.
There's like a weird escape velocity thing. But like if I'm in a coin,
Boden broke the escape velocity when it broke like 10 mil, and then it's been going up since.
For me, like everything that I have in Solana is already 100% totally free riding. So not only is it fake money, but like I can't even lose more than I've put in of my fake money. Yeah. So I'm just like going around putting random Solanas into like anything that looks like one day it might go up 10 billion X, and then just waiting. Like I do not give a fuck if it goes to zero, actually. And I've basically never been able to say that about any other chain. Like, you know me, I will sit there if I'm like in a position, like let's say I open a position on like perps and I'm down like 1%. I'll be sitting there fucking so pissed, like, oh my God, like I didn't have the literal perfect entry and I'm down money now. Like this, I'm so fucking mad.
It's the salami,
on Solana,
man.
I don't give a fuck, man.
So all my salamis came from the phone. I've been riding. Well, not all. Well, the ones I'm trading with, it came from buying the phone and the airdrop they gave me, and I've been trading on house money since that. So I can't be too mad, but at the same time, I do really, really enjoy when I make a fat fucking play and I'm just like, and I got some and I cash it out. I'm like, I got some spending money. Let's keep riding the rest
of
it. Oh, bro,
you're cashing shit out. That's the thing. I'm not fucking.
Oh, you got it for Solana? Bro, you got to cash salamis out. It's fake money. It becomes real money the second it's cashed out. That's the thing I learned last time. Maybe I'm not going to become Citadel rich, but I will absolutely take money out and feel and ball out with my cock out with the fake funny money on these shit coins. All these how am I not going to take money out of Sniff coin? You got me fucked up.
They gave me the fucking incel dev the dev allocation, right? Like they messaged me about that and they sent me like fucking $30,000 in incel coin.
Nice.
I've sold nothing. I've actually purchased more when it goes down and it looks like it's bottomed out because at some point I'm going to start hammering it hard. I'm still waiting for
They gave you the whole dev allocation?
They didn't give me the whole dev allocation, but they said they were going to give me like 5% in the description for the coin, and they gave me that 5%. I think they kept a couple for themselves. But I don't know, man. I've been trying to like FUD the shit out of the coin and just like imply that I'm never going to do anything or make it go up ever, because like I looked at the holder distribution and this one fucking Spurg bought like 10% of it. And
he's going to dump on everyone's heads.
You're right. It's like I don't want some like weird, you know, like I don't want to post sort of about Damocles something and have people following me like buy it because they think it's a funny joke, and then have some weird retard dump like 10% them, right? So,
And you know he's waiting for it too.
Also, because
you know he's got your notifications, bro. He's got your notifications. He's gonna fucking.
I've just been doing a bunch of shit to try and get this guy to fucking sell. And it's mostly been working.
Yeah. See, it's the PvP arena. It's all about. See, that's the thing. That's the thing that you do in Solana that you don't do in Ethereum. In Solana, I look at the wallet distribution. I've never once in my entirety of years of Ethereum and trading ever looked at wallet distribution for a coin. And Solana, that's the first thing I look at. I'm like, what fucking dick wallet?
Well, because in Ethereum, it doesn't matter, really. Yeah. Because like in Ethereum, people are smart enough that if they're going to buy 50% of the token supply, they're going to do it across like 8 accounts. In Solana, yeah, everybody's a retard. So like they'll literally buy up half of the token supply on one account and never split it up. Or like,
oh, yeah,
they'll only split it up after somebody tweets out, hey, this retard has half the supply. And they don't even like run it through like a a router or anything. They literally just like they send half to another wallet and they're like, I'm safe. Like nobody will notice me now. So I don't know, man. Like it is truly just like a weird and bizarre ecosystem. But it also sucks because like those people who buy up like 10% of the token supply, like they always dump. Like there's a very specific type of person who doesn't understand that like you actually cuck a coin if you buy that much of it, right? Because people are looking at the holder distribution. And if some guy has fucking like 20% of some coin, you just don't buy because you know he's randomly going to like rug everything, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So these people are like a little, it's like a weird.
It's a marshmallow test. They're failing the salami test. They're not.
Yeah, they're being autists, bro. They're being like weird antisocial losers.
You're more than welcome to get a larger part of the supply, but you can't like make it that obvious. Like,
well, there's not even a point to getting that much of the coin, right? Because like
you can't sell it all.
Yeah. Like you have 10% of the coin and it's awesome. It's great for screenshots on your Phantom wallet, bro, because it says that you're up $500,000, but there's only 64,000 in the liquidity pool. So the literal maximum amount of money that you could ever pull out is like 60K, and that would kill the coin completely. So it's like, why do you have this much? It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is lesson one that they never learned. They never learned liquidity pools. They never learned about fucking really any, most of the fucking crypto lessons.
It's
they never
not
learned
even, about like, no, dude, like I've met people like this, and if you talk to them about it, they'll be like, well, if I sell into volume and the coin goes to 500 million, then like I'll probably be able to get out mostly.
Oh,
and it's
my
like,
God.
Dude, like you are That's such a greedy fuckhead, man.
I was just yelling about this today in the chat. The sell into volume thing that people think that like all that ends up happening is there's a fucking giga candle and it gets nuked to zero and then everyone just sells afterwards.
Everybody thinks that Solana has some sort of like bizarre like space age matchmaking engine that like allows you to do, and it's like no, like the thing takes like a net of the buys and the sells and but the thing on Solana is it's so fucking fast that like instead of Ethereum,
like it looks like it's
instead
like
of Ethereum where it actually does hide a sale into volume because it takes that net so slowly and then prints like a tiny little candle. What actually happens is it shows a big green candle and then a fucking massive red one. And then everyone goes, huh, what made that red candle? And then they look at your wallet and they see, oh, this bastard has fucking 20% of the token supply, dude. I think
we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think maybe we should be selling. I think we should escape before the rest of this guy's tokens get dumped on our fucking heads.
Morons. Hey, you can't explain this to these idiots. So the best play is to either get in after they're gone, which sometimes you can do, you know, when you're lucky. And they're fucking stupid idiots who sell everything on the first candle.
This is what we call a community takeover. Is after these guys, absolutely rape the chart, send everything to zero, then the coin can finally live, right?
Exactly. The community takeover. Once the pump.fun asshole is gone, we're back. We're so back. The coin went to 30K market cap and it's risen from the ashes.
I really don't understand why people do it. Like the best.
Oh, honestly, I don't.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think they have this thing in their head that, like, the reason that it's never worked out for them and they've never, like, gone to 10 billion with it is because they just haven't gotten lucky on the right coins, right? But it's like, no, like, you're specifically the reason that you haven't gotten lucky. It's because you doing this prevents every coin that you enter from ever succeeding. Like, you're killing them all at birth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's like a 37th semester abortion that you're performing on every one of these meme coins.
Yep. So hopefully this PSA, when it gets clipped up, will maybe save these fucking idiots from themselves and thus save my bags.
No, it won't. It won't somehow.
they're not going to understand.
I've explained this to people like a bajillion times, and they will still go and buy up like massive portions of the token supply because they see it going up and they think like, oh, fuck, like if it goes up to this, I'll have this much money, bro. Like it just instantly lizard brain overrides any sort of like logical long term thinking. They're just like, fuck, I need more going up, need more.
But also, it's so weird too, like, because like, whenever I've had like a shitcoin like that I helped make at the beginning, when you buy that much of the coin, do you not get like the internal understanding like immediately like I can't even sell it, like the thing tells you that the price impact's too big, right? So that should be like your first clue, like, oh wait, maybe something's wrong here. Why would the machine just tell me I'm not allowed to sell? But whatever, we can't stop these fucking morons.
It is truly unstoppable. And this is the other thing, is that like Solana makes it really easy to do this. Ethereum, yeah, it's a little bit harder.
Yeah, especially because there's no pump fund on Ethereum yet.
Well, there's no pump fund, but it's also like you're competing with the world's fastest MEV sniper developers Ethereum. And on Solana, it's like the network itself is faster, but like the people programming like shitware on top of the network are like giga retards, right? Like the Solana developers themselves are all like 4,000 IQ geniuses, but like the people who are building stuff on Solana are very frequently just like
your next door fucking neighbor. Like you're just fucking
they're hungover. They've crashed like a bunch of motorcycles. They have like their IQ has been brought down like 4 standard deviations by just like repeated traumatic brain injury. I don't know what it is, but like you have to be really dumb. To use Solana, and like I use Solana, but like
I use it every day.
Yeah, like the user base on Solana, these people are fucking retards, man. I don't know what it is, but they're so.
When he gets older, he won't sound like this anymore, right?